The mayor says there are about 5,000 abandoned and dilapidated buildings in Gary. They make neighborhoods a less desirable place to live, and they're also dangerous and they lure crime.
You know, if you look around here, there's a lot of work to do in Edmond. And to have 8 houses come down at one time, that's significant, but it does let residents understand that we are paying attention, that we are looking for innovative ways to meet their needs.
Ronald Brewer is the president of the Gary City Council. He knows Edna. He used to live here. He has seen how one bad house can destroy a community.
I remember as a young man inside this community, I used to be the paper boy, serving this side and the other side of Etna. My mother still stays here. She's on the other side of Etna there. I go to church right here. It's that one house that neighbors talk about, that how the neighborhood is doing well, but you had that one house, either someone passed away or the house caught on fire, and it's just been standing for years and nothing has happened. People want to see, the neighbors in that community want to see those type of structures come down. That's very important to them.
State and federal dollars are being used to knock down these buildings, but these 10 homes are being taken down by local builders for free. The mayor says the project is helping them save $100,000. The companies include Sealy Construction Services, PC Trucking, Haas Construction, McAllister Equipment, and Wright Riley Construction. Jim Wiseman is with Wright Riley Construction. He's born and raised in Gary, right in this very neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, I remember this park playing at as a kid. It's updated now. It's actually a nicer park than when I was a kid, but I do. I can walk up down any of these streets and tell you, well, such and such lived here and such lived here. This is my community. I walk these streets. These old legs have been up and down these streets many times, walking from Etna to Miller. And so it's even more special for me because I've seen what it was and I know where it's at. And, you know, it breaks my heart every day when I drive through here for the folks that are here and the children in the communities.
Mary Riley is what you call a legacy resident. She has lived here for 63 years.
The whole neighborhood's just dilapidated. They don't keep it up. You see all these vacant lots? Well, I'm the one trying to mow them, and it's too much for me now.
What is it like to see this house coming down next door to yours?
I am so happy to see that. That house was a disgrace. It was falling in anyway.
In the Etna section of Gary, Indiana, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio. The next issue for Mary are the vacant lots. Once they're cleared, there's the issue of the overgrown grass. She says she's gotten too old to be able to maintain them.
It was falling in anyway.